Let's go watch it in 2D. No, let's go watch it in 3D. But if we watch it in 3D, then is it worth the cost?
What's your name?
Lara.
Surname?
Croft. Lara, your father's gone. You can pick up where he left off. I see so much of him in you. Brilliant.
Hello, Sprout. If you're listening to this, then I must be dead. I found something. A tomb called the Mother of Death. If Trinity succeeds, our world is in danger. Promise me you will stop them.
I promise.
This podcast is brought to you by 3D Wiggle. 3D Wiggle provides software that lets you convert your 3D images into 3D GIFs and or movies that you can easily share on Facebook or Twitter. We have a 20% off coupon in the link in the description, and we also have deals from Amazon, and we also have a Patreon. So please click in the description to get more info.
Welcome to 3D or 2D. This is Jake Jarvis reviewing Tomb Raider 2018, the 2D version. I couldn't get tickets for the 3D. Sorry about that. This is a reboot of the Tomb Raider franchise based on the rebooted Tomb Raider game. Alicia Vinder Kander, best known for Ex Machina and The Danish Girl and Man from U.N.C.L.E., plays Lara Croft. This is a reboot, like I said earlier, of the series, but it's also an origin tale. So we're at the early days of Lara Croft, before she became a Tomb Raider. She's knocking about in London as a millennial, working as a bike courier. In fact, that plays into a great scene at the beginning of the movie, which I won't go into too much because spoilers. But she does go to look for her father, who has been missing for 7 years. And her father is played by Dominic West, who you probably know as McNulty in The Wire, or you've seen him in the movie Punisher Warzone. Her main companion in the movie, Lu Ren, is played by actor Daniel Wu. In American movies, he's been in the 3D fairs like just Warcraft and Geostorm. And he's also played Sonny in Into the Badlands. He's had a long career in Hong Kong and a lot of Jackie Chan movies. He's one of my favorite Hong Kong actors in the post-New Wave and the post-Shaw Brother days. And it was also a nice treat to see Derek Jacobi in a small part as Mr. Yaffe. You probably know, if you're familiar with him, you're probably familiar with the BBC series he did, I, Claudius. Like all video game movies, this suffers from being derivative of other movies. That's because the material they're based on itself is derivative of movies. So when you adapt it, it just seems it's another step. Just if you've seen an Indiana Jones movie, or you've seen the Brendan Fraser Mummy movies, or National Treasure, you've pretty much seen this movie. But having said that, this still is a nice ride. The set pieces are incredible. There are great effects in this movie. The action is great. The story is, you've seen it. Trust me, you've seen it. And Walter Goggins plays Matthew Vogel, you know, generic bad guy. He does the best he can with what he's got. But, you know, like I said, it's, you've seen this movie before. Doesn't make it bad, especially if you're jonesing for an Indiana Jones movie. Sorry for the bad pun there. Or you really missing a Brendan Fraser mummy movie. You know, this will be right up your alley. It's a hoot. It's a lot of fun. You don't have to turn your brain off too much. There are some good performances. Some of the, you'll side-eye a few times, some of the characterization. And there's a big expedition dump at the end, kind of setting this up for a sequel, which I'm on board for, especially if they have Daniel Wu, because him and Alicia Vikander really have great kind of bro chemistry, you know? It's just great stuff. So I'd like to see more of that in a sequel. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 6. And hopefully I get a chance to see this in 3D later down the line. And goodbye.
All right, so that's going to be it for this podcast.
We now have a Patreon, and the link is in the description. Thanks for watching.
And we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, a little bit everywhere. Just look for us, 3D or 2D. And of course, review us on iTunes. And if you want to write us a letter, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. So that's going to be it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.